The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Hello, this is MonaLisa32, and I'm going to be reading a post by Two Tone Teach. He posted this in Slutty Confessions, I don't know how long ago, but I'm going to read multiple posts of his, and I've been wanting to read them, but haven't had the time, so I finally, I was chatting with him a little bit, and I was like, I have some time to read, so I'm going to go ahead and read that for you today. And this post is called My Coworker and My Dick Pic. Okay. Re-uploaded from an old account. So he used to have this posted under Two Tone Teacher 420. First post, don't go making fun of me. As a teacher, I've been fortunate to be part of a faculty that has some absolute fucking dimes. Two of my coworkers are first off just great teachers, but also incredibly beautiful women. This story is about one of them. We'll call her Brittany. So a couple of years back, I had some steady friends with benefits that I'd see after work. Ashley was an old friend from college and hooked up with one night after a party. We tried dating, but we were just better off as fuck buddies and friends, and this bond has carried over into our 20s. Ashley is 5'4", blonde with light blue eyes, 34 C cup with pink ghost nipples, and fair that flare upwards. She hardly wears bras, so seeing those puffy nipples in a shirt just sends me each time I see her. She's athletic and incredibly fit. Her ass has the effortless bounce and jiggle to it, and she takes pride in her physique. She knows what she's working with. Her pussy is fully waxed, pink with full-out lips that fuck away her little slit. Watching panties peel off and seeing her pussy glisten is one of my favorite things to view. Seeing how puffy her lips are when I'm holding her legs up makes my cock twitch. Her asshole is unreal, but she insists we can't do anal until she feels properly trained. At 6'3", it's unreal the experience of being able to throw her around. I digress. I'm at her place on Sunday afternoon, and as she starts pulling my cock out, she comments, "Would you be mad? Well, like not mad, but would you be weirded out if I sent your dick pic to a group chat?" She strokes it a few times. Seeing her fingers not be able to wrap around always gets me going, all the while biting her lip and getting wide-eyed. I was cheesing it so hard at this point. Mostly because it's one of my biggest kinks, but also just the way she was looking up at me with my cock dangling in front of her face. Are you kidding me? What did they say? Show me. I knew you wouldn't be, but I couldn't keep it a secret anymore. I felt like I was hiding that information for no reason. She scrolled through some comments. I proceeded to get harder than ever. "How'd this come up?" I asked, wanting to know more details. So I went out on Friday night after Lisa's bachelorette. We all got to talking about dudes that we've been fucking, and I may have bragged a little bit about you and your cock. By now, I'm rock hard and throbbing. Her left hand is at the tip, massaging around, and her right hand is wrapped around the middle of my cock, tugging up. Ash loved giving hand jobs, and I personally think they're underrated. She stands up, removes her sweats, and I can see her wet spot where her lips are in her gray thong. She kicks them to the side and removes her big t-shirt. I grab a hold of her waist and pull her in, sucking on her nipples and feeling them stiffen in my mouth. I nibble on her nipples as I'm caressing her other breast. She grabs my face and kisses me, pushes me back down, and kneels between my legs. She places both of her hands around my cock and pumps upwards into her waiting mouth. I've always loved the feeling of my cock slapping against skin / tongue, and she knows this. She pauses, tugging me for a second, opens up her mouth, and slaps my cock against her tongue. I remember what we were talking about before she started going down on my cock. Oh, fuck. I wish I could have seen their reactions. She grins and takes the head of my cock out of her mouth before taking it out and popping it like a lollipop. Not gonna lie, I got a little wet after the bar, seeing these bitches stare wide-eyed. You should have seen Brittany's. Her fucking jaw dropped. Ash starts licking the sides of me and works her tongue down my balls. Brittany, I ask, trying to think of which Brittany in her friend group I know. She takes her hands and begins tugging as she sucks the first few inches. She takes it out, but keeps those hands wrapped around and working. My cock is glistening with her saliva. Yeah, your coworker, dumbass. Why the fuck was she there? I reply, a little stunned for a moment. Lisa and her are cousins, so she was with us at the Bachelorette. I was confused, mostly because she was going to town on my dick, and between her responses, but I was loving the mental picture of my coworker, a woman who was a great educator, someone who dresses like that sexy professional look, kind-hearted, etc., etc., opening that mouth at the sight of my cock. She's swirling her tongue around my head, and her moans are making me want her pussy. I pull her up onto the bed and touch her pussy as she's leaning over to take my cock in her mouth. Ashley is soaked, and the two fingers I'm pushing inside of her are making her gush. She's grunting on my cock and loves talking to me with her mouth stuffed. The phrase I love hearing her say is, "I love sucking this big cock, Daddy." She moans this and a few other things before I can't take it anymore. Oof. It took everything out of me not to come immediately down Ashley's throat. I pull out of her mouth and toss her on the bed. Great sex ensues. Now Ashley loves dirty talk, especially when I'm about to come. She can feel my cock throbbing inside of her. She knows I'm close. She's laying on her stomach, clenching the pillows and sheets when she suddenly reaches up to grab my neck. She pulls me closer to her face and whimpers in between moans. Do you? Oh, fuck. Do you want to know what Brittany told Lisa while they were getting drinks at the bar? Fuck yes, tell me. She said, it's going to be difficult to not think about that big fucking cock when I see him at work on Monday. I felt her pussy clench and I exploded as she finished her sentence. It might have been one of the strongest orgasms of my existence. Holy fuck. We roll over and just lay there, looking up at the ceiling. She chuckles and asks, so you excited to see Brittany tomorrow at work? You have no idea. Okay, this is part two. I got home that evening to my apartment after unloading inside of Ashley. My mind was in a couple of places. Thoughts like, do I fuck with Brittany tomorrow and attempt to draw more attention to my bulge and tease her? Do I act like I would have in any other typical day? Do I bring it up in the faculty lounge? Do I go balls out and tell her we're hanging out after work? My heart was kind of skipping at this point. I've always been extremely professional aside from taking those quick glances when Brittany or my other coworker, who I will share about later, bends over to reload paper in the coffee machine. And really, I really don't want to find myself fantasizing about this shit while working. But now, fucking hell. There had always been mild flirtations and sexual innuendos thrown around during happy hour, when we were out as a little group, but nothing as explicit as the description of Brittany drooling over my cock. As soon as I make my way to my apartment, I can't help it but crank another one out before passing out. I wake up and I'm fucking giddy as hell, mostly because at the end of the day, I don't know what the fuck could happen, but it's all those little possibilities that rile me up. Now, Brittany and I get to work roughly around the same time, usually, and usually take a few minutes in the lounge to bullshit before we shove off to class, make copies, etc. As soon as I pull up into the parking lot, I can feel my cock swell a little bit. I wear khakis. I had to draw a little attention and can see the print of my head starting to form. Deep breath so I don't fucking embarrass myself, and I head to the lounge. I swing open the faculty door and there's Brittany. Fuck me. She's standing there in a sundress. The fabric just clings at all the right curves of the ridiculous booty she has. She definitely mentions playing volleyball in high school. So picture that volleyball ass and you've got it. Her light cardigan slopes around her firm tits, and even just a hint of cleavage, it's palpable how much tension there is when she's walking through the lounge. All of my coworkers are like, all of us can't help but stare sometimes. So she's got the sundress, the cardigan, the flats, looking simply wonderful. She twirls around and says, "Hey, you," with a quick but genuine grin. Her sundress dances around her legs, and she just oozes so much sexual energy without even trying. My, my. Looks like someone did a little lesson planning over the weekend. I hardly ever see you making copies this early. Ha ha. Oh, hush. I walk over to make coffee. At this angle, she can make copies while being able to glance at me if she wanted to. I reach up for the filter and steal a quick glance her way. Her hands are hovering over the copy screen, but her eyes are zeroed in on my bulge. How was the weekend, I ask, catching her off guard. I love this tension. I'm sorry I had to break out the story. What? Oh, it was quite something, she replies, looking at me dead in the eyes. My cock twitches, I grin. That's so. What you get into? Now, I don't know if Brittany is just thinking, you have no idea that I've seen your cock, or Ashley gave Britt the heads up like, yo, I told him y'all should smash now, which is precisely how Ashley would say it. So I'm just rolling with this. Well, I was just out this weekend at a bachelorette party and ran into Ashley. You never told me you knew her. My skin is electric at this point. Ashley? Like Ashley from college? College name. Yes, silly. Wait. How do you know Ash? Well, we actually went to the same middle school and were super close when she played soccer for a little bit. We drifted for a bit, but I reconnected with her once my cousin told me they started working at the same place. I couldn't help but take her entire figure in as she was talking. The light coming through the window was creating that see-through effect. Her skirt blew up walking in the parking lot once, and the image of her ass in the thong is the only clear picture in my mind as she's finishing her sentence. Oh, tight. I didn't realize you went way back. Ash and I met in college. Kind of fucked around for a few and dated a bit. But honestly, she's such a cool human being. I'm stoked we're still, you know, like close. We've had some good times. Actually, from what I hear, you're really, really close. I mean, yeah, we still hang out every now and then. My cock is on the verge of not being a chub anymore. She's arranging her copies on the table, bent over slightly. Thank you, son, for all the work that you're doing to illuminate her figure. You know, my brows inadvertently raised. When we were at the bar, Ashley and I were sitting next to each other and the door swings open. A few faculty walk in, breaking the moment. Fucking thanks, guys. We say our hellos and greetings, and then as I turn back to Brittany, my arm catches the side of the copier, and jolts my coffee cup, spilling partially on the side of my shirt and a little bit on my belt loop pocket. Fucking hell. Happy Monday to me. Well, this isn't going to be noticeable at all during first period, I remark, looking back up at Brittany. Oh, it's quite noticeable, she says, half under her breath. And then the bell rings. Part 3. The bell rings and I jolted back to work reality. I walk out of the faculty room and head to my first period. My skin is electric and I'm becoming again, so many possibilities. And I know for a fucking fact that she was about to drop a bomb and break through a new threshold. Ugh, the rush of my blood through my body headed straight for my cock and I needed to take a few breaths to compose myself. The day continues. I don't see much of her during the workday unless we're eating lunch in the faculty lounge, and for some reason she wasn't there during, which bummed me out. I was anxious for the end of the day, where I do typically bump into Brittany on the way out, but I had an after-school meeting called at the last minute and wasn't able to continue these flirtations. I got home to get some work done. A few hours into the evening, I get a text from Ashley. She's been showing up Monday evenings for the past few months because her work shifts are brutal with her manager. Ash hasn't expressed me word for word. When you are eating this pussy, I feel the entire day's stress fucking melt off my body and has made a weekly habit of me using my tongue and my mouth to come. I oblige every single Monday due to the fact my roommates are all working later shifts on Monday and I typically have the pad to myself for the evening. I love spending time eating pussy. I could make out with a clit for days. And it turns me on so much to hear a woman satisfied because of me. I think we all probably enjoy hearing when our partners are losing their minds. Same true for me. Text from Ashley. Ashley, I need some of that boom boom. Fucking Ray was being a dick today and I almost lost my shit during my first shift. Me, doors unlocked when you come in. Ashley, also looks like you have a new admirer. Me, what? Ashley, I'll tell you about it when I'm sitting on that pretty face. Gonna go home to change and I'll be over in about an hour. I roll up a joint and hang on the balcony for a few until she arrives. The door swings open and there's Ashley. She's wearing a white tank and a light blue tennis skirt. I've been into knee highs lately and she is this one white pair with two red stripes at the top. I immediately start to swell and can feel blood rush to my cock, making it feel heavy against my thigh. Her nipples are puffy and poking through slightly, and she wore her hair in braided pigtails. She told me when I grabbed them the last time she had her hair like that, it sent her over. She loved it ever since. Needless to say, Ashley looks unfucking real. We make out and go through our usual foreplay, and then she turns and forces me down on the couch. Her tank is off at this point, and she begins to raise one leg over me to squat down on my face. She leaves her skirt on, and she loves pulling her panties to the side while I eat her out. Her gruel is damn near seeping through the fabric of her white lace thong, and my tongue meets her clit. I feel her legs spasm and draw closer to the sides of my face. Fuck, Daddy. I need your tongue so badly. I pause and look up at her. I want to watch you come while I eat your sweet little pussy. I want you to come hard for me. She lets out deep, guttural moans as my mouth meets her clit, her lips. I feel my tongue dive deep as it can go and taste all of her. Her eyes are locked onto mine for a few moments until I see her roll back and close them shut, her legs twitching around my neck and her pussy starting to contract. Fuck, I'm close. You're gonna make me come. Come for me. Oh, Daddy, I'm coming. Ugh. Ash starts creaming all over my tongue and mouth. I continue swirling inside of her as she feels her entire orgasm. Ashley's pussy is twitching in my face and her body goes through the rhythm of tensing up and relaxing. Then she starts talking, as I've mentioned before. She loves being vocal, and tonight is no exception. As soon as she starts speaking, I dive right back into eating her out. I love hearing her have to concentrate on what to say, and those little pauses and moans makes me incredibly hard. Fuck. I will never get enough of that. Oh. So did you see? Oh. Did you see Brittany today? I pause from licking her clit. only in the morning. She was about to tell me about you sitting next to her at the bar before we were interrupted. I plunged my tongue back into her pussy. Fuck. Well, oh fuck right there. She sent me another text today. My cock bounces and pulsates. And, I say, muffled under her pussy, oh fuck. She texted, guess who wore khakis today? I couldn't stop picturing it when I talked to him. I nearly came at the end of that sentence. Hearing Ashley moan as she talked about Brittany again for the second time was making my head spin and my cock eager to explode. I throw Ashley off of me, my cock bouncing and twitching. I stand up, grab her pigtails, and guide her face toward my cock as she's sitting on the couch. Fuck. You want my mouth already, Daddy? Ashley opens wide and puts her beautiful lips around my head. She's swirling her tongue underneath while looking at me before taking it out to lick the entire length. She takes the tip with her hand while she grabs my balls and begins tonguing them and sucking on them, all while jerking my cock. Fuck. There's just something about you two discussing me. Oh, fuck. I can't help it. She's stroking with both hands now and rubbing her pussy to get her juices onto my cock. As she's pumping, she continues, I was going to send her a bulge pic, the one that you sent me a while back, telling her to give you a dress code violation, but thought she might have to excuse herself from the classroom. Ha. Oh, fuck me. I pull her by her hair farther down onto my cock. She's halfway when I hear her choke, and those little gluck sounds start becoming louder. She takes my cock out of her mouth and starts slapping her cheek with it while telling me, would you like that, Daddy? Would you like for Brittany to cream herself after seeing a photo of this big fucking cock? I bet you've thought about her lips wrapping around you. I keep breathing and just nod a yes. Ash is stroking me now and really gripping onto my shaft. Yeah, Daddy? Do you want to see her hand stretched over this huge cock? Do you think she touched herself thinking of you? Oh, fuck. I think I'm gonna. Ash takes her hands off and reaches for my neck, slightly choking me while she pulls me closer to her face. Not yet. I want you to hold out as long as possible. I want to jerk you off, and I want you to drench my face, Daddy. I want you to cover my pretty little face. My God. So what was Brittany going to tell me about you and her sitting at the bar? Ashley starts rubbing her nipples against my head and slapping her titties with it. She's going back to jerking me off. Probably how I went into detail about your cock and how much I think she should try it. I look toward the heavens. Ashley, what a fucking wing woman. You know I want more fucking details. I know you do. Well, after I showed the group a few pictures and overheard her telling Lisa about it, we sat for a few drinks. She tugged me and looked up at me with those big eyes. My hands are still holding onto her pigtails, and as I twisted around to sit, I sit down and I feel a wet spot from where she was. The thought of Ash getting creamier because she's talking about this makes me swell even more. She's kneeling in front of me and starts pressing her tits around my cock. She opens her mouth and licks the tip like a lollipop with each thrust. We chatted for a bit and she asks how long we've known each other. I give her the details and the small talk and then she asks me. She pauses from stroking my cock with her tits and takes me in her mouth. My mind is telling my cock to hold out in eager anticipation of what's next. How do you fit that thing inside of you? My whole body twitches. I told her, you're very gentle, at least in the beginning, and how much you like eating pussy. Do you like hearing me brag about your mouth eating pussy, Daddy? I can only exhale at this point and nod. I told her it was tough at first. After you make me come, it just feels like waves of being filled like you've never felt before. Fuck. I want to wrap this pussy around you, Daddy. Ashley climbs up on top of me and inches her way down. I'm not the biggest dude, but I can manage being able to lift her by the waist. At least enough to help her guide herself down onto me. Fuck. I swear, it's like I'm a virgin every time you put the head in. Oh, you feel extra thick today. Her eyes are closed as she's guiding herself down my shaft. Before I bottom out into her, she looks at me with half-open eyes and lets out a deep grunt. She picks her rhythm up, and I lay back and have her ride me as she wants. Her hands are on my chest, and she's moving that thick ass up and down with the help of both of my hands on her hips. I reach up to caress her tits. I stick my thumbs in her mouth and then press her clit and lightly circle as she bounces. I grab her by the back of her neck and pull her closer and kiss her. We make out for a few, and I'm loving hearing her moan into my mouth as our tongues explore each other. I look her in the eyes and ask, "What did Brittany say in response?" Her pussy clenches. "She didn't. She was just listening." And then I told her, "I wasn't hyping you up." And, "Oh, fuck, I'm going to come, Daddy. Oh, God, I'm going to come. Oh, fuck. I'm going to come. Fuck. Sorry." Her face looks beautiful when she's coming. Her chest gets a little red. Her whole face flushes, and I feel her cave into my chest as she starts shaking and panting, "Oh, my God," repeatedly. I don't understand how I've managed not to bust after feeling her pussy contract around me and seeing the air pushed out of her from her orgasm. There's nothing hotter than seeing your partner come. She swallows hard and looks at me, a little surprised by her orgasm, as if she wasn't ready or prepared for it. And then I see her open mouth panting turn into a grin. I push again inside of her and feel her legs twitch. Then I told her, no one has ever made me come as much as you have. I take some deep breaths, and I can feel Ashley's pussy creaming and tightening around me again. Her lips are gripping my cock, and I know I'm close. Fuck, Ash, I fucking love hearing you talk about me. Yeah, Daddy? Does it make your big cock hard? Do you want me to tell you what happened next before you come inside of your little slut? Fuck yes. She asked, "Oh shit, to see another photo of you." Fuck, she said. I continue pumping inside of Ashley. She throws her head back and she leans down to whisper in my ear, "I don't think I'd be able to take my hands off that massive." I feel myself start to explode and push as deep as I can into Ash, and I feel her tighten around me. "Oh, come for me, Daddy. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm coming. Oh." She knew that was going to get me, and it fucking did. Another incredible orgasm. She collapses onto my chest. My cock is still inside of her, and as we lay for a bit in that post-cum haze, we're breathing heavily and basking in the moment. She pushes herself up, gives my cock a couple of pussy clenches, and then asks, "So, what's your move, big guy?" I hope you enjoyed the story. And when he writes the story about Brittany, I will post that as well once that's done. And if you want to check out his profile, any ladies that are interested, he's got some pictures up there. I don't know if he wanted me to say that, but it is if you want to check. There you go. Have a good night.